wasn't gonna play football. I was gonna play ball or do something. I wasn't gonna let you frustrate me. You guys just lay me off because I'm single. And that would keep your daddy working. That ought to help some. I said, well, that does help some. But you told me when I left that I could go get a job somewhere else. And he couldn't, so I went and got a job. Now I've got a job running this cleaning plant of my own. And I'm not going on. He said, well, come on back out there. We, all of them have malaria, all three of them. Said, we don't have but one operator. And he's the chief engineer and said, he can't stay that 24 hours a day. Come out and work 12 hours a day for about 3 or 4 weeks till one of them gets well. That was the fellow that I told you was a friend. So he said, come on. And I went on out there. And one of them got well in about a week. And I said, well, Chief can work 12 hours, he can work 12 hours, I'm going back to my cleaning plant. And I had a couple of good boys working for me. And he said, why don't you work from 11 to 7, 11 o'clock at night to 7 in the morning, and then you can run that cleaning plant. I said, yeah, I won't have time to play ball. He said, yeah, you have all the afternoon to play ball. I said, well, when am I going to sleep? He said, well, I tell you, and what? I don't need to tell you when you're going to sleep. Said, you come out there on that job 12 hours a day, and I don't know you don't stay awake 12 hours a night after fiddling around this cleaning plant. He said, I'm not coming down there and check on you, and if you sleep an hour or 2 or 3 hours, if everything's running all right, that's all right with me. So I went out there, and I tell you, I worked out there 6 solid months, from 11 o'clock to 7. I ran my cleaning plant, and I played baseball. And I, of course, I was young like you were, and I could take it. And I've been trying to talk that gal into marrying me for about 3 years. Finally, she said she would. So I went up the office. I told Dabney, I said, Dabney, I'm going to quit. Said, you can't quit. We haven't got anybody in your place. I said, well, you better get somebody because I'm leaving in 2 weeks. And he didn't get anybody. I kept leaving note in time book every night when I'd go home at 7 o'clock, I'd leave him a note asking if he'd got anybody working my place yet. He hadn't got anybody. So I finally talked that gal into coming down here and marrying me. So she came down to Tampa. I just packed up my hit and run and I took off. I went over there and got married. I never did go back. He got somebody all right.
I guess I didn't have a choice, did When they all had that malaria, what did they give them? What did they do for
them? What did
they take for that malaria when they all had that?
Well, they took we took chill tonics. We had a lot of quinine in there. When I was a kid, we kept sitting on the dining room table, great big bottle of Rose Stacy's chill tonic, and Planks chill tonic, and half quinine. And all of them took that old Planks, it was bitter as all go, like none of the kids would take that rose because it was supposed to be tasteless. It was full of sugar and everything else. And I didn't like it anyway. So I took it to my daddy. I took the old bank seal time. Well, the first year I went to school, I had that so bad, son. I started home from school. I'd have chills every day, every other day. I'd start home, people send me home, and I lay down side the road. I couldn't even get home. About a mile and a half from school. And one day I was lying out there under the shade of a tree, having a chill, trying to get home. And the policeman man there, he was a horse and buggy. The policeman drove by and I was lying out there and he came over. What you doing out there, friend? I said, I'm trying to get home. He said, get in the buggy. And he got the other one, helped me in the buggy. He took me home. Well, I was out 4 or 5 days. And I was back in school. We all had malaria. It was just, the mosquitoes and everything was terrible. We needed all that waste and whatnot. And a lot of the houses that they furnished to wasn't screened.